start. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Stimler, Lichvot Simchas and Nishuim, Shel Josh Morris and Michelle Stimler.
Chof of Ador Beis, Friday, 1st of April, Rabbi Bezalel Cohen, The Essence of Eve.
Good morning. Thank you once again for inviting me to share some Divrei Torah. The topic for today wasn't given. If you looked on the bulletin, it just said the Parsha theme. I didn't have a chance to give a topic, but if I called it anything, I would call it the essence of a Yid. Chazal at the end of Brachas, in Yerushalmi at the end of Brachas, tell us, Kol pitputin bishin, or pitputin deraisa tavin. We call shtika tava, shtika deraisa bisha. Which means that, in general, speech is frowned upon if it's just frivolous talk, if we're just talking about any mitzvah. But if we're talking Divrei Torah, then it's a good thing. And the same is true of that's pitputin, is Divrei Torah, pitputin Divrei Torah good, and shtika is never good when it comes to Torah. So the reason I'm saying that is because at the outset, I'd like you to know that whatever I do say, if you find fault with it, then at least I was trying to say some Divrei Torah. So it's pitputin deoraisa, and it has at least the benefit thereof. The parsha today is Sazria. David HaMelech Olav HaSholom wrote, and we say it constantly, Mi o'isha chafetz chayim, o'ev yomim liroiz toiv, nitzor l'shoncha meiro, etc. Everyone knows the familiar psukim. Nitzor l'shoncha meiro is David HaMelech's advice to us to guard our tongues from speaking evil. And then you find Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaSholom in Mishlei, who also speaks about this, and he says, Shomer pivu l'shono, shomer mitzoros nafsho. In actuality, they're both talking about the same thing. It's just that Shlomo HaMelech seems to be elaborating on what David HaMelech had already said, and Shlomo is giving us clarity on what his father, Olav HaSholom, had said. Nitzor l'shon chameiro means you guard your tongue. But you guard it, Shlomo HaMelech says, in two ways. Shomer piv and l'shono. Last week, we had the Parsha of Shmini. And in the Parsha of Shmini, we spoke about shomer piv, how to guard your mouth. That is to say, what enters your mouth. The laws of kashrus. We call it kashrus. The Torah calls it the behemos and the different things that you may eat, which are either tohor or tame. The macholos asuros are forbidden to us. We may not eat certain products. And it's interesting that when the Torah tells us which animals are forbidden, the Torah also tells us something positive about these creatures. It doesn't tell you the chazir is forbidden because it doesn't chew its cud, because it's not ruminating. It says it is a creature, it's an animal, which has split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud, so it's tummy. The same is true of the shofan, the arnevis, and the gomel. The Torah tells us that they do ruminate, they chew their cud, but they're not shosa shesa process. It doesn't have the split hooves. So it's a lesson to us in general to learn that if we're speaking about anything or anyone, and we have something to say to criticize, the first step is say something positive, and then you can say your criticism. That's an interesting sideline, a little point that I think everybody should be familiar with. In today's parsha, it doesn't only talk about piv, but it talks about lishono. In other words, what comes out of our mouths. Piv, what comes in. Lashon, what comes out. And of course, everyone knows I'm speaking about the topic of lashon hora, which is started when the Torah says, Adam ki yev or b'soro se'eis o sapachas o baheres And everyone seems to have become familiar over the years with the laws of Tzoras, at least where Tzoras stems from. There are about 15 types of Tzoras. But we only hear about a few in the Torah, the general ones, the Ovos, so to speak. And the rest you have to study the Gemara to find out about. The Torah here mentions three, which in actuality are two, and one is a sort of a combination of the other two. And those three are Se'es, Sapachas, and Baheras. I'd like to take a few moments to clarify a little bit about those three. And I'd like to understand, why is it that the Torah uses an expression which is reserved for something of joy? The Torah says, V'hoyo v'or b'soro l'negat soraz. And you may remember the Gemara that says that whenever the Torah uses the expression V'hoyo b'yom, it's a lashon simcha. When the Torah uses the expression V'yihi b'mei, it's a lashon tsar, as in V'yihi b'mei Achashverosh. So why does the Torah use the lashon simcha when we're talking about a terrible malady? We're talking about a tragedy, someone who has a very severe illness. And it shows in three different forms, Se'es, Sapachas, and Baheras. So that's one thing we'd like to understand. Also, the Torah's usage of the word Adam. There are a few different ways that the Torah can talk about a man. We could say Ish, could say Enosh, could say Geber, and Adam. And it's understood from those who study Dikduk that the only one of the four that comes only in singular form in the Torah, not in plural, is Adam. You don't have a plural form for Adam. Enosh, plural would be Anoshim. Ish, Ishim. Geber, Givorim. But Adam is individual. It's important to understand that because inevitably, we are all responsible individually for our actions here in this world. Even if those actions involve more than just ourselves. Inevitably, we have to answer for it ourselves. Our neshamos have to respond in Olam HaEmes. So Adam is used over here. The Torah is telling us about a problem that occurs, and Chazal have defined this problem, although it stems from many different averos, avodah zara, and ayin ra, and lashon hara as well. But lashon hara seems to be the one that Chazal have used to encompass all the others. It all stems from what comes out of our mouths, and we're not careful with lashono. Let's take a look a few parshios before, in the parsha of Vayikra, the beginning of this sefer, the sefer that deals with all the korbanos. And the Torah tells us in Vayikra, Adam ki akrif mikem korban l'Hashem. Again, the Torah uses the word Adam. Because Adam, the individual, the singular man, is the one who has to try his utmost to raise his level of purity in this world. Neshama shel osa tobi tehora hi. Ribbono Shalom, you gave me a pure neshama. You put it into me, and I'm here in this world now. I have to raise the level of its purity, and certainly not cause it to become blemished. And if I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do something which is described as the bringing of a karbon. I want to actually be mekarev myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it has to be mikem. And Chazal say, what does that mean, mikem? It means you have to own the karbon. It can't be something which you stole. The Gemara says, Sone gezel ba'ola. Ribbono Shlolam hates someone's offering if it's not his own, if it's stolen from another. So it has to be your own. And the Torah uses the word Adam because, just as Adam HaRishon, when he brought the first karbon, Shoro Shalada Marishon, the Gemara, the Medrash says, it was a unique kind of an animal. Shor Gadol Kippar, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, or the Medrash which says that the Keren Achas Oyelay Mitzcho, it was a unique animal, but the most important part of it was that it was his animal. It belonged to him. Nobody else was around. He didn't have to share it with anyone. It was Adam's. It was Adam's own carbon. He brought it. And so too, when we bring a carbon, Adam kiyakriv mikem, it must be mikem. That's how it's simply translated. Just the understanding of why the Torah says it that way. But I think that perhaps there's something else. Notice that here, in our parsha of Tazria, it does not say mikem. Whereas over there, it does say mikem. Adam kiyev or besoro. It just happenstance. Kiyev or besoro. Over there, Adam kiyakriv mikem. Perhaps the Torah is telling us something even greater than we already understood. What is the essence of a yid? I think that's what the Torah wants us to understand. And that's our subject today. My father, Olav HaShalom, Avi Meiri, Harav Moshe, Ben Rabbi Shayo, Yehuda, Zichron Livracha, told me a number of times that he heard from his father. He said, Agiter, Vuser Tit, is Alamol Git. A good person, someone who was given that title, someone that you know to be a good person, then whatever he does, you know he's doing the right thing. He's making a good effort at least. Ashlechter, voser tit toignisht. But someone who is known to be an evil person, someone who has proven himself to be someone who is bad, then whatever he does, you know, it's not good. Titter amola gitizach toigavadanish. He said that if you ever see him doing something good, watch out. Because then there's something in the wind. He's trying to do something to cover up. But it's really also evil, because that's who he is. The Gemara says that when the Torah uses the word Adam, the Torah is talking about a Ben Yisrael. Atem kruyim Adam. Vein umos ha'olam kruyim Adam. You, Klal Yisrael, you're given that term Adam. You're unique in the world. Ato echad v'shimcho echad u'mike amcho Yisrael goy echad v'oretz. We stood at Har Sinai v'yichan, and we stood as one, k'ish echad b'leiv echad. We truly deserve that appellation, Adam. That's why the Torah uses it for us. So what is the essence of a yid? Mikem. What is the real mikem? The real mikem is his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what an Adam is about. Well, what about ki yiyeh be'or b'soro? If he has some ailment, that's happenstance. That's be'or b'soro. It's only skin deep. That's something which was learned from others. It was pushed upon us by others, because the true essence of the yid is good. And so Adam, not mikem, it's not from within you, it's from the outside. Ki yev or besoro on the skin, si eis osa pachas o vaheres. Then you understand what that is. That's a simon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants to help us, to help us to produce what's really within us. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzonecha. It's our real desire to do your will. We want to live like a yid. Elama me'akev, se'or shebe'isa. It's that yeast, that sourness of the dough, that yetzer hara. It's a euphemism for the yetzer hara. It's the evil influence that we have surrounding us. We're in Golus. What do we have to look at? Where do we learn? We can only learn from within the Torah. We can't learn from our surroundings, and that's a very, very problematic situation that we're in. Because ha'adam nifal kefi pu'losov zakhtachinuch, in Siman Tes Zayin by Shviras Etzem on Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bones. And the Chinuch speaks about the mitzvah, and he talks about how it's important to have so many mitzvos for Pesach, because the more we do, the more accustomed we'll become to being who we really are inside. We want to do mitzvahs, talk about Baruch Hu. And if we only do it once in a while, we do one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, it's not enough to keep us with our core, with our good instincts, with our tov that's within us. So Adam Kiev or Besoro, Seiso Sapachaso Baheres, it will become a negav soras because of the influence from the outside that we become contaminated on the skin. What manner of influence is this? So the Torah tells us specifically. What do you think the root of all of the averus might be in the personality, in the character of an individual human being? Much has been said about gaiva, haughtiness. Chazal tell us that that seems to be at the very foundation of all evil that surrounds us. What is a bal gaiva? What does it mean, someone who is haughty? Doesn't mean that he actually is what he presents himself to be. It's someone who is filled with air. With hot air, we say. I don't know how in England what the expression is. We say he's full of hot air. Like a balloon. He's just floating up because he has all that hot air. But it's empty. It's nothing. It's an empty shell. There's nothing inside of it. It's all just for show. This se'eis, this raising of the skin, that type of a tzoras, it represents the root of all the bad influence that surrounds us in Golos. The se'eis, the one who is haughty, and I'm not talking about geus, by the way. There's a big difference between gaivo and geus. Rav Yoshe Ber Zichrono Livracha once explained that geus is something which a person needs to have. We try to emulate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Geyeh, something said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have self-pride. We have to know who we are. We have to know that we come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu. We are the Yitzir Kabov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From Adam Arishon on, we have to recognize who we are. It was Rabbunim from Peshitzcha, Zichrono Livracha, who used to say a person should always have a little note in each pocket. In one pocket you should have a note that reads, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. For me, the world was created. That sounds very presumptuous. It sounds like someone who's egotistical. It's a fact. Why was the world created? Im loy brisi yoimon volayla, chuko shemayim v'ores loisamti. And who is it that's mekabel the Torah? Klal Yisrael. Of course, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. And not just Nivra Ha'olam, but the world continues to exist on a regular daily basis because of Lomde Torah, such as yourselves over here, on a daily basis, at Torah Way. Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. But in the other pocket, he said, you have to balance that so you don't get carried away and become egotistical. He says, in the next pocket you have to have Yitush Kadamcha. Don't forget that even a flea was created before you. If you ever let that pride get away from you, if you ever become filled like that hot air balloon, if you ever start to develop gaiva, immediately look in the other pocket and see that Yitush Kadamcha. Se'eis represents, Chazal say, the influence which stems from Bovel. It's in the Medrash Rabban Vayikra. Se'eis is Bovel. If you remember learning in the Nevi'im about Bovel, you recall that Nebuchadnezzar talks about going so high into the Shemayim to fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be at least equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a Dor HaFloga that wanted to fight against Gosh, but built a tower. But Nebuchadnezzar wanted to go up. He says, I'm also a deity. And he had this idol that was built, this Tselem. It's the time of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the time of Daniel. They were the only ones that didn't bow to this Tselem. Everyone else succumbed. What's the purpose of a Tselem? Because this Nebuchadnezzar made himself into a deity. He said, that's who he is. He's the same as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said. Such gaiva, such haughtiness. And it started to wear off. Many years we're spending in Golos. Golos Babel. It's the first of the Arba Malchios. And that's where this ace comes from. It's incidental to us, to our actual personality. It's not who we are. It's not our real true character. So Se'ace is something that we have to constantly fight against and be careful about. This idea of Se'ace, you see, even among Yidden who were great. Great Chachomim couldn't escape this sometimes. You take a look at someone in Tanakh called Yerovam. I'm sure you're familiar with the name Yerovam. He's the classic Choteu Machtius Harabim, Yerovam ben Nevot. Do you know who Yerovam was? He was the greatest mind, the greatest Chocham of his time. He and Achi Ashiloni discussing things, the Gemara says, that others didn't even think about in Torah, in learning. He was so brilliant. He criticized Shlomo HaMelech, Olav HaShalom. And what happened to him? The Se'ace, the Gaiva, got to him, and it completely destroyed him in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. Remember, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tafso bebigdo, the Rabbanu Shel Olam grabbed him by his cloak. Imagine what that's supposed to mean. And he said, Chazor Becha, Vani Vato Ben Yishai Nitayel Began Eden. He said, if you just do tshuva, you're one that I could love. He says, you and I and you and Ben Yishai, the Dov and HaMelech, we'll go and walk together in Gan Eden. In Olam HaEmes, we're going to have this wonderful, wonderful reward. All you have to do is just get rid of this nonsense, this gaiva that you're involved with. Yerovam had two golden calves built so that Yisrael should go to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu where those calves are in the two different distant parts of Eretz Yisrael. But not to go to Yerushalayim. He wanted to avoid that at all costs. And what's the real reason he wanted to avoid it? He wanted to avoid it because of Gaiva. Because he knew the halacha was that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azoro El Malchei Beis David Levad. It's only the Malchei Beis David who are allowed to sit in the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash. Imagine, he thought to himself, the time when all of Klal Yisrael gets together by Hakhel, and we'll all be together. And everyone will be standing, including himself. And only Rechavam and Shlomo will be sitting. He says, I'll lose everything. I'll lose my kavod. I'll lose this honor that I need so badly. This ace. And he just couldn't do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him even greater things. Think for a moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a carte blanche in Gan Eden. What more could a person ask for? I'm not talking about an Am Haaretz. I'm talking about one of the greatest Chachamim of his time. How could he refuse? It's an amazing, amazing piece of understanding in this Gemara. It's, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his response was, Umi Batchila. Who's going to walk? Umi Baraysh. Thank you. Who's going to walk first? That's what he wants to know. And the Rebbeinu already told him who's going to walk first. This is how you see that it's all pure gaiva. The Rebbeinu said, Ani ve'ata uven yishai. What do you want? You heard it. That's enough. No, I have to be sure that I'm getting the honor. I have to be sure that it's me who's receiving this. And I want it now. I don't have patience to wait. I can't wait till Olam Haba. I need the kavod right now. Kavod is something which we fight today. It's unfortunate, but by many people, kavod is just so easily thrown around. You know, there are dinners that are thrown for everybody. There are big names up in neon lights and in all over. Everybody says, this man donated a few thousand dollars, a few thousand pounds. This is a... Everybody should know it. Now, sometimes, you have to understand that a person accepts an honor because it's for the benefit of the Mossad. That's very important. You can't refuse that. If you're told that you're going to be honored because it's going to benefit the Mossad, other people will learn from you and they will also do the help out, that's important. You have to do it. But imagine how many people, and I'm sure that somebody knows somebody, who just has to have that honor, and he will only help out if you give that honor. That's se'es. That which is learned from Bavel, that's learned from the goyim around us. The Torah says, ki hiye be'or besoro. It's something which is just incidental. It just comes about to your besoro. It's not really who you are. Look at who you are, and you'll see how different things will be for you. The se'es. The other one is sapachas. The sapachas. Haman, Malchus Mordai, is given that approbation, if you will. Sapachas refers to Mordai. Haman. You think that Haman was such a great, brilliant person? They say he was brilliant. But you know, in all of his brilliance, he had nothing. He really felt that he was no one. You know, Macht ist nicht so groß, du bist nicht so klein, someone once said. He says, you pretend too much, you pretend to be, and you're nobody. And what is it about sapachas? Sapachas is something that doesn't belong there. It's a scab. It's added to the skin, and it sits there, and you wonder, what's that? I'm scratching it. What is it? It's not mine. I don't deserve it. The sapachas and Haman is compared in the Medrash to like the serpent. The serpent who slinks along. Al gechono holeich. Haman would stoop to every low level to get what he desired. Chazal say in the Medrash that Haman, he wasn't sure about Esther. He was thinking to himself, maybe she's Jewish, maybe she's not. But if she's Jewish, he thought to himself, well, then she's a relative of mine. I'm from Esau, she's from Yaakov. We're brothers, we're cousins. He's a Molech, he hates everything about Yehudim. His whole raison d'etre, his whole life is about destroying what Yidden stand for. But in order to achieve his ambition, his evil ambition, you find that Haman would stoop to any low level. And he tried to flatter as much as possible Esther, and it helped him, because she was the one who got him to become the Mishnah Lamelech HaChashverosh. And so it is also with the Baheres, which is another expression of... And Chazal compare that to Yavon, because their whole idea was that a person should just show on the outside. That's all that counts. You just show. Everything is the nature and what it looks like, and a person, the Adonis and the Venus, and everything is important. All those different statues, it's all for show. But what's the real inside? The real inside is a hollow shell. And so the Torah here tells us, stay away from those. If you have b'sor b'soro, se'ei sapachas o baheres, you should know this is negat soraz. And do what you can to avoid that. And the best way is by silence, unless it's for divrei Torah, unless it's pipute deoraisa, you should realize kol pitputin bishin. And the Rabbanu Shalom should help us that these few words that we share today should have some kind of a positive effect, so that we should all be able to fulfill Netzor Lishon Chomeiro, Usfosecho Midaber Mirmo, Sur Meiro Vase Tov, Bake Sholom Verodfehu, and the Rabbanu Shalom should give us the benefit of all the schusim that come along with that. Thank you.